I know it's the season of Lent, but I have to tell you, my favorite season of all the church's year is Advent. Probably because I have all these memories of childhood waiting in anticipation for Christmas and all the excitement about that and all the presents that would arrive. A few weeks before Christmas, my mother would always say, "Boys, what do you want for Christmas?" The question would send my younger brother Kevin and myself racing to something that no longer exists, the Sears and Roebuck Mammoth Catalog, big as a phone book for all of Portland. This, of course, was before Google and before Amazon, when the only place to comprehensively shop from home was the Sears and Roebuck Catalog. It had everything. It had clothes for women, clothes for men. It had power tools. It had appliances. You could buy washers and dryers there. It has dishes and much, much more. But my brother Kevin and I, we flipped right to our heart's delight, the pages of toys. Dozens, more than dozens. Pages that went on endlessly of toys. Every toy in existence at that time was in the Sears and Roebuck catalog. And so we'd take that big book to the living room where there was a big window and would set it on the floor, and the two of us would lie in front of it on our tummies and we'd flip through it as the warm sun would go through that window and warm us on a cold December day. We'd circle everything that we wanted. We'd turn the page, each of us with pencils, and we'd circle this one. Okay, yeah, I like that. That's a great game. There's a great puzzle. This is a great army thing. It was delight. Today's gospel urges us to ask, to raise our hopes and our desires to God, just like a child. Many times, many, many times, the scriptures urge us to approach God as a child. Why? Young children are honest. Children don't worry about how their desires might be judged. They don't question the appropriateness of their wants or try to conform to what they think others might expect of them, as we adults do. It's a reminder we must be honest in our prayer. We must be honest in our prayer. We must ask for exactly what we want. The apostles themselves did this. "Give my sons the seats on your left and on your right," said the mother of the apostles James and John. And even Jesus, "Let this cup pass," he prayed in Gethsemane. Honest as little children, unreserved, unrestricted, and unashamed. This is so important because who we are, our very identity, is shaped by our desires. In such honest prayer, this offering of what we really want, of our true desires, allows God to enter into them, speak to them, understand them, and sometimes reconcile them. Giving them to God gives the Lord permission to rearrange them and gently, gradually, make them more like His own. This is what we are about when we gather to celebrate the Eucharist as we are right now. We ask Jesus to make us like Him. We receive the body of Christ to become the body of Christ, to become in the world the hands and the face of Christ. We can be transformed in this way because Christ places within us His own desires, and then we come to see the world as He sees it. As my brother Kevin and I circled all those pictures of toys and games and everything else in the Sears and Roebuck catalog. We actually had no idea what would arrive on Christmas Day. It might have been that dreaded present, feared by all young children, of sensible socks. In a similar way, not knowing, we write our prayers on little slips of paper and place them in a box. What might come of them, we do not know. What gift of grace God might give us, we do not know. In this, we are not unlike Francis Xavier, sent to the Portuguese colony on a single day's notice. Arrived, he was surprised by the success he had in India. And news stories of a distant nation drew him to Japan. And finally, rumors of an even greater nation to the doorstep of China. And none of this was foreseen. None of this was expected. Xavier trusted and gave himself over to the unknowable mystery of God. We send our prayers off on their voyage to God, not knowing what the answer will be, not knowing when they might come back, and not knowing how we will be changed in the asking. Kevin and I never knew what would show up Christmas morning, but that was never a worry, because what we did know was the truth of the love and the wisdom of our parents, and we delivered ourselves to that, trusting. When we send our simple, honest desires off to God, we don't know how they'll be answered, but we trust in the love and the wisdom of God, that in some way God will fashion an answer to our prayer, and that the answer will surpass our expectations and make us more like Jesus.